Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Joe Sewell. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mannion out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is hit by the pitch. Seeds moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to third for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Sewell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mannion fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first for the double play. Goldman moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Mainisch scores. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Gulick moves to second. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowder for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte who is chasing the ball. Seeds reaches third base with a triple. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Sewell scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goldman. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bibb Falk now playing right field. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp is hit by the pitch. Carl Lind pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Lind now playing second base. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gulick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.